in his under the lights with the Anfield Rap as we turn our attention to the final group game in the Champions League. Ian Ryan, Andy Heaton, Dan Austin and Kev Walsh all in the studio. We will hear from Napoli a little bit later on the show. But Kev, I'd love a win. I really would like a win. But ultimately, But ultimately, where I land with this one is I am massively thankful that actually there's nothing really riding on it.
Yeah, 100%. If we had to go into this game having to win, it's one of them we sort of muscle memory suggests that that's exactly the position we need to be in, and then we pull it out the bag. But actually, the fucking shit this season, Napoli absolutely hates us. And they take nothing but great delight in knocking us out of the Champions League, and rightly so as well, by the way, because they're flying at the moment, but they still wouldn't want to draw us in a knockout stage, would they? But yeah, we're in a fucking worrying time at the minute, and the fact that we can get to this stage in the Champions League and just go, well, it really doesn't matter. But by the same token, you still don't want to be turning up to Anfield, especially with a team as horrible and a set of fans as disgusting as Napoli's, and letting them sort of take the piss out of us, do you?
Dan, the manager, has done his press conference, and I think one of the big things to kind of come out of that was he talked about this wasn't really the time to be judging this football team. He said, let's judge them at the end of the season. And whilst I understand his point and I kind of take it on board, when you're kind of living through it week to week, it's hard not to judge them, isn't it? Especially when you're seeing results like the Nottingham Forest one and the Leeds United one. And yes, there's been a few injuries, but ultimately, this Liverpool team will be judged, and they'll be judged against the standards they've set in previous years.
Judge means different things, doesn't it? So
we're going to get deep here, aren't we? We're talking about the footy.
I need it, Kevin, but I'm not going to lie to you, lad, honestly.
Only God can judge me as far as I'm concerned, mate.
No, but I guess he means the sort of override and, you know, reasons for things and stuff like that, doesn't he, I guess? And maybe he's got a point, in that maybe he needs like a longer time in order to be able to do that. But they have also played almost a third of a Premier League season. That's a lot of games of football, really. And they've tried a lot of different things. And so people will have views and takes and theories on that. And I think that that's fine and natural.